Good morning, and thank you for joining me on the Path to Liberty. This is the Fast Friday edition of the show for March 27th, 2020. On today's episode, we're talking about the centralization of power. This is an absolute disaster for the Constitution and liberty. We're also talking about the foundations that lead to it. I've got three of them. And then I'm going to go through 10 quotes, 10 of my favorite quotes from the founders and old revolutionaries that tie all of this together. First of all, my name is Michael Bolden. We broadcast live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:30 a.m. Pacific time from here in my home office and studio in downtown Los Angeles for the 10th Amendment Center. You can find all of our archives, both video and audio version, the live streaming channels, all of the platforms we're on, all of our show notes, links to important stuff that I mentioned, ways to follow us, ways to support us, our email newsletter, our membership program, which starts out as little as $2 a month. Find all of that over at our show homepage, which is 10thamendmentcenter.com/Path to Liberty, all spelled out. 10thamendmentcenter.com/Path to Liberty. And I couldn't be more grateful for you spending some time with me today. I do hope that you, your friends, your family are all safe, stocked up, and as healthy as can be in these crazy, crazy times. But I do promise to not take up too much of your time since it's Fast Friday. Let's see if I can get this done in 10 minutes or so. So first of all, I think there are probably three main ways that the people allow government to take power at the expense of liberty, power and control. They bury their heads in the sand. They have a willingness to get stuff, handouts and things like that. And of course, fear. And I think we see a combination of all of this right now. And these three quotes that I've got coming up here just to start, I think sum each of these up quite well. First of all, the head in the sand. We go back to John Dickinson, who was the penman of the Revolution. He was a famous writer, and he wrote a series of letters from a farmer in Pennsylvania in 1767 and 1768 against the hated Townshend Acts. And in letter 12, I believe, so this was in 1768, he put it this way: slavery is ever preceded by sleep. The next quote that I want to go to comes from Samuel Adams, who many call the father of the American Revolution. On August 1st, 1776, this was the day before the actual parchment copy of the Declaration of Independence was signed by the Continental Congress. Samuel Adams put it this way, and I think this is a pretty famous quote that most of us at least have heard some version of. Adams said, "If ye love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude than the animating contest of freedom, go from us in peace. We ask not your counsels or arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains sit lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that ye were our countrymen." That is absolutely timeless from Samuel Adams. And then, of course, the fear-based foundation. And that comes from John Adams back when he was one of the good guys in 1776. I believe this was in April of 76 when he wrote a paper called Thoughts on Government. And Adams said, "Fear is the foundation of most governments." Of course, I believe that the word "most" needs to be stricken from that. Fear really is the foundation of government. Now, with all of that in mind, any of these three, especially in combination with each other, whether it's fear, head in the sand, demand for goodies from government, hands out, whatever they may be, they create a really crazy situation. They create a situation where politicians are absolutely going to grab more power for themselves, for their bureaucrats, for their supporters, and the like. And I've got a number of quotes, seven more to go through here that I think really kind of tie this all together, stuff that we should really, really remember. First of all, from James Madison, this is one that I've mentioned many times, from a letter that he wrote to Thomas Jefferson in the time of fear, the ramp up to the hated Alien and Sedition Acts, one of the worst sets of laws ever passed in American history. And of course, that was signed by John Adams when he was no longer one of the good guys. And so Madison said to Jefferson in May of 1798, quote, "Perhaps it is a universal truth that the loss of liberty at home is to be charged to provisions against danger, real or pretended, from abroad. So government, when they have nothing to fear from abroad or nothing coming over to scare people, they're going to make things up to frighten people into submission so they can get more power. And this is what James Madison, father of the Constitution, one of the greatest students of the history of governments up until that at that time. And then when they do have something real, they'll still use that situation. In other words, they're creating fear with the public, or they're using that fear to expand their power and control for themselves. That's James Madison in 1798. We can go a little further back to the great James Otis in his arguments against the writs of assistance in 1761. And he put it this way: "It is a clear truth that those who every day barter away other men's liberty will soon care little for their own." And this was his opposition, I believe, in context, was against slavery, but I think it applies to really anything. People who are willing to just give up their own liberty or other people's liberty are never going to care for their own over time as well. If we're not already in that place with a large percentage of the population, I think we're pretty darn close. And then we can go to Thomas Jefferson, who I've covered many times. This letter to Joseph C. Cabell in 1816, I think it was February something, 1816. I will pull out the links in the show notes to all these important letters and papers and speeches over at 10thamendmentcenter.com/path to liberty. So Jefferson said this way, he said it this way: "What has destroyed liberty and the rights of man in every government which has ever existed under the sun? The generalizing and concentrating all cares and powers into one body. When you give a small group of people the power over everybody, that is going to destroy liberty every single time." Now, why do people do this, though? I think a lot of times they're afraid, or they're ignorant of what's going on, or they're getting handouts from those people in power. But Jefferson went further. He put it this way, and I think this was in 1787. He was writing to James Madison in December, and he said it this way: "I am not a friend to a very energetic government. It is always oppressive." So over that period of time, from 1787 to 1816, he had pretty much the same position. An energetic, a centralized power is always going to be oppressive. It is always going to destroy liberty. Not sometimes, not most of the time, not once in a while, always. And then we can go to George Washington, his very famous farewell speech, which was primarily written at first by James Madison. I'm sure he had some input on this as well, but he held it for a few years. And then when he finally gave this in 1796, this is how Washington put it. He says, "If in the opinion of the people, the distribution or modification of the constitutional powers be in any particular wrong, let it be corrected by an amendment in the way the Constitution designates." So if you're faced with a situation where you want the government to do more stuff for whatever reason, you don't just turn a blind eye and say, "Well, just do whatever you want." You have to go through the process. The Constitution has a process in it where if they follow it, they can expand power. That doesn't mean I would necessarily agree with it just because they followed the process, but there is a specific process. And he explains why it's so dangerous to ignore that process. He said, "Let there be no change by usurpation." And for those of you who watch this show or listen to this show regularly, you know that usurpation is when government steals power. It takes power that was never delegated to it, and it exercises those powers when it never should have in the first place. So he says, "Let there be no change by usurpation. For though this in one instance, in one single instance, may be the instrument of good, it is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed. The precedent must always greatly overbalance in permanent evil any partial or transient benefit which the use can at any time yield." So no matter how good you think the temporary measure may be, the emergency powers may be, George Washington says, don't do it. If you want it, go through the amendment process. Don't just ignore the Constitution. And then I want to go back to John Adams back again when he was good. This was in 1775. And we've covered this. I'll see if I can get the link to the article. Mike Meharry wrote a great article about this. Obsta principis. This is the Latin phrase, which means, and I apologize if I got that wrong, nip the shoots of arbitrary power in the bud. He was writing as Novanglis, February 6, 1775. Adams says, "This is the only maxim which can ever preserve the liberties of any people. When the people give way, their deceivers, betrayers, and destroyers press upon them so fast that there is no resisting afterwards. The nature of the encroachment, the nature of the encroachment upon American Constitution is such as to grow every day more and more encroaching. Like a cancer, a disease, of course. It eats faster and faster every hour. So a single, Jefferson has said this, Dickinson said this, I just went through George Washington. So even in a single instance, allowing a usurpation, this is how free governments are destroyed. And prior to that, John Adams said basically the same thing. He goes on, he says, the revenue creates pensioners and the pensioners urge for more revenue. The people grow less steady, spirited, and virtuous. The seekers more numerous and more corrupt, and every day increases the circle of their dependence and expectance until virtue, integrity, public spirit, simplicity, and frugality become the objects of ridicule and scorn, and vanity, luxury, foppery, selfishness, meanness, and downright venality swallow up the whole society. Again, if we aren't in this place right now, we are so close that we can pretty much say that John Adams absolutely nailed it. And I just want to sum it up with his great wife, Abigail, who the year later, she was basically warning Adams about centralization of power, about having too much power in government. On March 31st, 1776, she wrote him and said, remember that all men would be tyrants if they could. She said, basically, don't ignore the ladies here. We're going to make a mess for you guys if you forget about us. But I think this is a reiteration of that longstanding phrase that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Well, I hope you guys found this interesting. I hope you found it educational. That's so important that you learn something. I keep learning as I go through these episodes. Every single time I'm learning something new. And of course, if you support liberty, you support the Constitution, we can absolutely use your support here. And you can, if you consume my content regularly, I'm going to make it available for free. We're going to keep doing this 3 times a week, maybe even more. Mike Meharry's been doing an almost daily video. If you follow our Instagram stories, our Twitter, now our TikTok, Facebook stories, and elsewhere. But it would mean the world to me if you could pitch in and help us out. As little as $2 a month goes a long, long way. You can find our membership program over at 10thamendmentcenter.com/members. And of course, more importantly than all of that, again, I hope you are safe, happy, healthy, and I wish you in this emergency time that we can set some foundations to defend liberty at its greatest moment of danger. Thanks again for joining me. I hope you have a good weekend, and I'll see you next week here on the Path to Liberty.